Unlike me, some of my friends were lucky enough to get a cabin with a balcony. And so I'm standing at the rail of their balcony on the starboard side of the ship. And I'm leaning over, and there's 10 stories down, actually 6 stories down to the waterline. And the Atlantic Ocean is waving and swelling and moving below me. There's a pretty good wind coming from the bow, direction of the bow, and we are heading from St. John, New Brunswick to Bar Harbor, Maine. I've been trying intermittently to get information from my portable GPS, the Trekker Breeze, and so I'm going to see what kind of coverage I'm getting out here, if any.
GPS coverage.
Oh, apparently none yet. There's a lot of metal in the ship, and so although there's no buildings or anything obstructing between me and the satellites, sometimes coverage takes a bit. This ship is enormous. It's 14 decks, and it's kind of like a really big Marriott hotel floating around on the water. So it's this incongruous, improbable thing. A bit like flying, actually. And it's luxurious and amazing. And so you don't feel the movement as much as I would like. Depending on the seas, sometimes you do feel it. And of course, the further forward or aft you are, the more you feel it. So at the moment, I don't really feel the boat moving, despite how rough the seas sound. One of the striking things about being on the ocean for me is, well, two things. Technology makes the world seem quite small, but to us puny little people, the world's actually really big. And when you're on the ocean, you get much more of a sense of that than at any other experience that I've had. You sort of feel like a little speck of squishy life precariously perched on this construct that's floating improbably on this immense ocean that's been here way before us and will be here long after we are not. I try to imagine how courageous people were who sailed here before floating Marriott hotels, or electricity, or rescue planes, or life jackets, or radio communications. And it makes me feel quite spoiled and quite cozy and grateful. It's quite windy coming from the bow, which is to my left. I've got the binaural mics on my shoulders, the shoulders of my shirt, and I'm wearing a windbreaker, and I'm holding the windbreaker up over my neck. So hopefully it's blocking the wind, and I have windsocks on the mics, but the wind is just part of being on the boat. And when you're moving, no matter where you are outside on any of the decks, the wind is always there. Still no GPS. That's too bad. The other night the speed was about 30 kilometers per hour, which is 20 miles maybe, 20 miles per hour. And out here this unit was giving me direction but no latitude or longitude, which I would have liked to have. Luckily for me, behind me is the door back into my friend's cabin, where several friends and a glass of wine with my name on it are waiting. We bought four bottles of New Brunswick wine today, various types of fruit, and I've been enjoying a very strong blueberry wine, which my more discerning friends described as juice, but which I really like, so I'm going to go drink some more. Oh look, GPS coverage. Here, let's see what we got to say. Ah! It comes and goes. That happened the other night too. I would get coverage and then lose it. Yeah, I know. Screw you, GPS, I'm going to find some wine.